Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, October 3rd, 2016. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, are you stressed? Are you irritable? Are you losing sleep? Well, according to some therapists across six different states, you may be suffering from something called election fever. Yeah, that's a real thing, apparently. And guess what? According to Yahoo News, it's all Donald Trump's fault. All his fault. They say people are getting all wound up about him building a wall and deporting people and his blunt-spoken nature. And it's making people very, very unsettled. They're having a very tough time with this. Well, it sounds to me like it may be a lot of illegals that are going to these therapists. But, hey, Yahoo News, the number one source for your progressive media, all Donald Trump's fault. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, the ebb and flow of this year's presidential election didn't take a break this weekend. We'll get you caught up on what each side was saying about the other and who came out on top. Also, the gray lady stoops to a new low by implying that Americans shouldn't take advantage of tax loopholes, but it's okay for public figures to use taxpayer money to finance their own personal expenses. And it's possible that we are on the eve of a new WikiLeaks email dump. I'll go over what we can expect along with how Julian Assange had to change his original plans for tomorrow. All that plus, we have a couple of weekend polls to go over. You may like some of them. And has an increase in gang violence finally pushed one prominent suburb over to the right? And finally, Kim Kardashian gets stripped of her dignity this weekend while at a fashion show in France. We have a lot to get to today, guys, but first let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you want to say the pledge, I have a couple of your recordings. I'm just kind of fine-tuning them and leveling them out, and then we'll get them on. But if you want to say the pledge for me, you can send me you or your family or your Boy Scout troop or Girl Scout troop saying the pledge. Email it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll give you on air and give you a shout-out. Also, check out the Rhino Report on the interweb, rhinoreport.com. New articles, new Rhino rants. Sign up for the newsletter coming out tomorrow. You don't want to miss that newsletter. It's going to be a doozy. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. I was a little quiet on Twitter this weekend, but we're going to pick the pace up because we are down to the nitty-gritty. Twitter, at Rhino on Air. Rhino on Air. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can find us everywhere. We have a lot to get to today, guys. It's a good, busy Monday. Buckle up. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. We'll try to get you caught up on this weekend. A lot going on. A lot going on. On Friday, we spoke about two things in the beginning that we also spoke about on Thursday and Wednesday, I believe. One being Hurricane Matthew, and this thing just really hasn't moved much, right? It went to a Category 5 storm. Now it's back to a Category 4 storm. It was going west. Now it's going north. No one knows where the heck this thing is going. But it does look like right now the latest advisory, 140 mile per hour winds heading north at about 6 miles per hour. So it's crawling very, very slow. It's going to dump a ton of rain and there's going to be catastrophic damage. Haiti, western Haiti, eastern Cuba, up through the Bahamas. And then after that, it's anyone's guess. Anyone's guess. Some models take it into the Space Coast in Florida. Some bring it up to South and North Carolina, the Outer Banks. Others bring it up to the Chesapeake area and then up through Long Island. And even some models bring it into the Canadian Maritime. Nobody has any clue. So if you're anywhere from the Space Coast or even further south, like Fort Lauderdale, all the way up to Nova Scotia, you got to keep your eye on this. This is a big storm. Big storm. Has the potential to be a much bigger impact than, say, a Sandy. Depending on where it hits. So we'll keep our eye out on that. And I've been retweeting some of my favorite meteorologists if you've been keeping track of my Twitter account this weekend. Also, we spoke about on Friday, and I think Thursday also, this Hoboken train accident. Now, what was the big news about this Hoboken train accident over the weekend that may have gotten washed away by something we'll talk about in a few minutes? But the big news that I heard was that the black box, or the train data recorder, whatever it's called, the equivalent to an airplane's black box that was in the front of this train, this New Jersey Transit train, was not operational. And this train apparently was built in 1995, so not one of the older trains that are out there. If you've ever ridden the subway in New York City, you are well aware that most of those trains are much older than 1995. They were doing an upgrade at one point, and some of those trains didn't work, so they put the old ones back online. It was a whole disaster about 10 years ago. But so no data recorder, although the one in the back of the train may still have some information on it. I guess this was a push-pull type of train where the end cars could either push or pull the train depending on what direction they were going in. And the conductor who was hospitalized, who is now out of the hospital, I guess told the NTSB that he thinks the train was going about 10 miles an hour. About 10 miles an hour, just happened to plow through half of the terminal. Now, I don't care how much momentum is behind this thing, 10 miles an hour does not cause that kind of damage. I mean, that was, and the big bangs and booms and explosion type noises people were hearing, 10 miles an hour wouldn't do that. It would push that end anchor just, you know, at a slow rate, and it wouldn't come barreling through the walls of Hoboken. It's not funny, but I think that, I don't know, the data recorder not working, this guy saying he's going 10 miles an hour, something very, very fishy going on here, very fishy going on here. So, well, if we have more information about that, we'll bring it to you. Of course, only one casualty there, or one death there, 100 people injured. So, terrible accident, and again, we have no real answers. No real answers, so I guess we'll see. So this weekend, I don't know, I tried to not relax, but take my mind off of politics at least for a few hours a day. Now, I tried doing that in August. It didn't work. I tried doing that in July. Didn't work. I tried it back in June and May. Also, did not work. This weekend, I thought maybe we would be dealing with the finality of the fallout with Alicia Machado, which that kind of fell off the map. We're not really talking about that anymore. And I thought maybe we'd start gearing up for this WikiLeaks dump we were hearing Saturday or Sunday that's coming this week. But I didn't think much was going to happen this weekend. Until the candidates hit the trail, and it's starting to get real visceral. I mean, it's getting really, really nasty. And this is what Hillary Clinton wants. This is what the whole Clinton orbit wants. It's what Barack Hussein Obama wants. It's what the rest of the world, who doesn't want to have to deal with a Donald Trump presidency, wants. Because they all know when they drag this thing into the gutter, Donald Trump's going to lose. There's no one better in politics than duking it out in the gutter than the Clintons. The Clintons have lived in the gutter for 30 or 40 years. They're gutter dwellers. Kind of like how she calls the Bernie supporters basement dwellers. Wasn't that cute? And then they had to cancel the rally with Bernie Sanders. Now, we've seen in a lot of polls that these former Bernie voters, the ones who voted for him in the primary, are largely going towards Hillary, or are largely supporting Hillary. Jill Stein is not getting the support she thought she would get from these folks. Mr. Aleppo, Gary Johnson, who doesn't even know the name of the former president of Mexico, he's not getting too much. His biggest support is really coming in Colorado and New Mexico. Of course, New Mexico being the state he was formerly a governor of. So he's got about 24% support there, but nowhere else. I mean, he was getting in the 14 to 15 area in most states. Now he's kind of in the 9 to 10 to 11 area in a lot of states. These Bernie supporters, they're just not that excited about Hillary. So while these polls are asking people, did you support Bernie? And they're saying, yep. Will you support Hillary? And they're saying, yep. Getting them out to the polls is going to be a big issue for the Hillary campaign. See, she wants to say that she supports the little guy. She's fighting for the little guy. And then she calls them basement dwellers. And all these basement dwellers, they're all very aware of the fact that she takes big money from Wall Street. Most of these basement dwellers were people who supported the Occupy Wall Street movement, who were categorically against big money in Wall Street and the golden parachute and everything that comes along with being a Wall Street executive. We have these speeches we'll never see the transcripts of. Those are much more damning than Donald Trump's tax returns. We'll talk about that, especially a singular tax return. That's absolutely ridiculous how we're flipping out over this. But these basement dwellers, I don't believe they're coming out for her. And I said this months ago. These kids who were juiced up, they're all amped up. And let's use Michigan as an example, okay? A week out from the primary in Michigan, Hillary Clinton has a 10 to 15 point lead, depending on the poll you're looking at. She loses. She doesn't just lose in Michigan, she gets shellacked in Michigan. And a lot of that were your students from the University of Michigan or Michigan State, wherever they come from, they drove wherever they had to drive to go vote, or they registered there to go vote in Lansing or in Ann Arbor or wherever they are. But they're not going to do that for her. They're just not excited by her. No one's excited by her. Least of which your husband, for that matter, and we'll talk about that too when we get the chance. But she's not going to get this big surge, and this just sort of, this solidified that fact. This may have been her 47% moment. I know she's had a few of them. She's had a couple of those moments. But she doesn't really care for the millennial. She wants to say that she is your champion. She's going to fight for your rights. She's going to make sure you get profit sharing of small businesses, no debt to go to school. And then in the same breath, call them basement dwellers. Now, most of them may not be the smartest people in the world, but they know an insult when they hear one. And that was a big one. We'll finish talking about this, and we'll talk about Donald Trump's 1995 tax return, because that seems to be a big deal right now. He does nothing that no other small business in the entire world doesn't do also. We'll go over that when we come back.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time, on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're talking about this weekend's shenanigans on the campaign trail. They're going to get worse. They're going to get a lot worse. But let's do our shout-out to Red Nation Rising Radio. Right now, we're live. And as if by magic, I talk about Michigan and the R&R Michigan account retweets the show. So how about that, huh? Also, streamingtalkradio.com. I can say that. Streamingtalkradio.com. We're there live. And klrnradio.com at midnight tonight. So midnight Eastern, you can listen to the show there. All right. So Hillary Clinton says that these Bernie people, they're living in their parents' basement. Now, I'm not killing her for saying that, because I say that every 5 minutes. She happens to be right for the most part. But they do take offense to it. Now, me, I'm not scared of offending any basement dwellers. I'm not looking for their vote. She happens to be looking for their vote. Therein lies the difference. Now, she also says they're college-educated baristas. Now, I think that's okay. I mean, what are they supposed to do? What should they do? You have absolutely destroyed this economy. $20 trillion in debt, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. One in five families does not have a working member in the family. 95 million Americans out of work. Labor participation at the lowest in 50 years. What should they do? And it's not beneficial. The federal government has not made it beneficial or advantageous to start your own business. It's nearly impossible, especially if you live in a blue state. And I can tell you that from firsthand experience. It is not easy. They do not make it simple to open a business. At the end of the day, this is backfiring on them. because you want to give these basement dwellers, these overeducated baristas, which, by the way, make a pretty good cup of coffee, you want to give them the higher minimum wage. You want to give them the, you want to wipe their debt out from college. You want to give them profit sharing from small businesses, which will absolutely kill small business. You want to give them everything, but still make fun of them. Now, there is a thing called pride. We all have that. Some of us have a little bit more than others. But I do believe this Bernie voter, this is turning them off big time. See, Donald Trump can say a lot of things. He can be braggadocious. He can be brash. He can be whatever he wants to be. You know, when he said, I could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and they'd still vote for me. You know what? He's probably right. He's probably right. And we talked about it in the weekend show. The Trump supporter is someone that is willing to almost indefinitely lay their life on the line for the cause. It's a movement, not necessarily a presidential backing, if that makes any sense to you. It's just a movement. It's ragtag. We are from all walks of life. The Democrats, and you can't even call them Democrats anymore, the progressives. There's very little Democrat virtue left in these people. Because I can respect a Democrat, I can. I have a lot of friends who are Democrats. I'm on Long Island. They're here. There's quite a few of them here, actually. I can respect a Democrat. I can't respect the big progressives. I can't do it. Nothing they say aligns with any sort of morality, in my opinion. But they're playing to this one group. They're playing to this basement dweller. That's what they're playing to. That in Hollywood. They don't care about the middle. They consider them flyover. Even when you talk financially, they care about the under 35,000 and the over 150,000. That's what they care about. But that leaves 89% of us out of the mix. Totally out of the mix. So when you go and you make fun of all of them, which could be a huge contingent, the same contingent that got Barack Hussein Obama elected somehow twice in a row, you're in big trouble. You're in big, big trouble. And you look at some of these polls, and they show you like a 25 or 30% turnout in the under 25 crowd. I don't believe that for a second. I really don't. I think it's probably somewhere in the 10 to 11% area. And if that's the case, night, night, Hillary. Night, night. You know, Bernie Sanders is a lot like Trump in some ways in that he wants to lead the movement. Maybe Trump borrowed that from Bernie. Who knows? But really, Barack Hussein Obama in 2008 was a movement, too. There's nothing wrong with movements. A country gets fed up of one direction and they go another one. And you get enough people from the middle or across the aisle to say, yeah, you know what? Things aren't going right. And we saw that with George W. The housing economy, the whole thing collapsed. Highly inflated, even with a low Dow. And people said, you know what? We had this war going on for 7 or 8 years at that point. Or whatever, 6, 7 years. And they got pissed off. There was a movement to Barack Hussein Obama. Now, in 2012, he had to actually get elected. He had to actually fight Romney. He was just lucky that Romney gave up. Romney was nowhere to be found. Talk about a man with no spine. That's Mitt Romney. No spine whatsoever. Disappears. We wouldn't be in half the mess we're in right now had Romney actually competed in September and October of last year, or 2012.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're about 26 until the top of the hour, talking about this weekend's events. Now, what we all have to look forward to is this vice presidential debate. This should actually, this could work to get Donald Trump back on track. Now, most of the events that get him back on track are none of his doing. A lot of times it's something else, like Hillary falling over or collapsing or something like that, that tend to get him back on track. Now, Mike Pence has that ability. He's going to be debating Tim Kaine, who's an absolute zero. The guy's a real dum-dum. So this shouldn't be very hard for Pence. This could work very favorably for Donald Trump. I thought it would be an election where we looked very heavily at the VPs since there was so much animosity towards the top of the ticket. But it hasn't really come into play much. Now, Tim Kaine has been out there rallying for Hillary when she's fundraising or she has pneumonia or she can't stand up, whatever the crisis of the day is with that campaign. Not exactly a great surrogate. He doesn't come across like he's in any way powerful or influential or alpha, very beta, very, very beta. And that, hey, listen, that plays in certain circles. Certain circles, that goes over very well. Just not people who I'm friendly with. They don't consider that to be a very strong tactic. Donald Trump was in Pennsylvania on Saturday, and he starts to really get down into the gutter again, and he needs to stop this. He kind of alludes to the fact that Hillary might not be faithful to Bill. And why should she be? You got to get off this. Got to get off this. They are doing this on purpose. He had a couple of good moments when she got sick during the 9/11 ceremony and had to leave early and stumbled her way into her van, Donald Trump did a good thing. He said, I hope she gets better. I'm not sure what's wrong with her, but I hope she's okay. And that was a good place to stay. He was being the bigger person. And then, when Hillary Clinton brings up Alicia Machado during the debate, once again, Donald Trump looks into the front row, sees Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, sitting there next to her father, and decides not to bring up Bill's infidelities at that point. Again, being the bigger person. And both of those things played very well with a large contingent of the population. Now, we've seen some scientific polling, is what they're calling it. Now, I think it's, you know, I would hardly call it scientific. But saying that now Hillary Clinton won that debate. Most of this polling, just keep in mind, because you're hearing this on CNN and ABC and MSNBC, keep in mind that scientific polling sampling is taken about 4, 5 to 7 days out from the debate. All right, so people who have already been influenced by mainstream media who did a very good job of crowning Hillary Clinton the winner within seconds of this thing ending. The rapid reaction polls are the ones people, that's their gut. Who do you think won right away? Go. So don't trust these scientific polling. And I say that with air quotes because it's hardly scientific. Just because you put a number into a formula does not make it scientific. You can make statistics say whatever you want. If you've ever taken a statistics class in college, you would know that. The very first thing they teach you is you can make it say anything you want, right? And there's no such thing as due. When you say, oh, this team is due to win, no such thing as due. Those are the first things you learn in statistics. So Trump has to get out of the gutter here. There are people saying that the GOP is imploring him not to bring up the infidelities. Now, I wouldn't give that advice. My advice to that is, you know what, bring it up, but bring it up in the manner of how she attacked the women. That's a different way of going about it. Again, you can't punch sideways. Punching Bill Clinton does nothing. Does nothing. You can beat this guy up all you want with the Lolita Airlines and his buddy Epstein there and all of the, you know, sort of weird things that go on with him that seem to go unnoticed by authorities. You can do that once you're president. If you got that big of a problem with him and you want to see him in handcuffs, you could probably very easily do that once you're elected. But let's work on getting elected first. So if you want to bring out the Kathleen Willies, the Juanita Brodericks, the Jennifer Flowers of the world, and have them go after Hillary for attacking them, that is a different story. And I would never say to avoid that because that speaks to Hillary Clinton's character of what she really thinks of other women. And it's not just defending your man. Not when you send people to threaten them, like Sidney Blumenthal. That's not defending your man. That's called criminal. And there's a lot of criminality that surrounds the Clintons. We all know that. Even the New York Times knows that. They just don't want to bring it up. They'd rather focus, like they did this last weekend, on a tax return supposedly mailed from Trump Towers. Who knows if that's true or not? You can put a return address on anything. But right away, on Twitter, right? It came from Trump Towers. There's somebody infiltrated the Trump campaign. I could put the White House's address on a return envelope. Doesn't mean I was actually there. So they focus on this tax return from 1995 that shows Trump was, I don't know, what did he claim, a loss of $900 million, something like that. $916 million loss 21 years ago. All right, so what? So what? And then he took that money and he applied it to his personal tax return because he's a sole proprietor. This is perfectly legal. A lot of small businesses do this. You take your loss, your net operating loss, it's called an NOL, and you apply it to your personal taxes. That way you don't pay, because you're personally liable for that business. So you can take the losses, apply them to your personal tax return, and it goes against your taxable income. This is not rocket science. It's been going on for years. And it's not even a loophole. It's what you do. If you take a loss in your business, this is how you do it. This is why we hire accountants and lawyers. This is why we hire things like, or buy things like TurboTax. Right? Or what's that commercial? Who is that? get your billion back, whoever does that commercial at tax time, it's because they look for loopholes. Donald Trump just happened to find a nice loophole. That's all it is. I mean, it wasn't like he was taking money from foreign governments and then using taxpayer money to give out nice contracts and awards, was it? He didn't do anything like that. I mean, that's not what he did. See, the New York Times wants to focus on Donald Trump not paying that much in taxes. Well, guess what? That's the goal for all of us. None of us want to pay taxes. They don't focus on the criminality around the Clintons and how they acquire their money and the money they donate to their own charity to then cut a paycheck from their charity back to them. Some places call that money laundering. Not the New York Times. They don't call it that. We'll continue with this. And we'll talk about a couple of new polls that came out over the weekend. And Julian Assange, what does he have up his sleeve in Berlin tomorrow?
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, so remember, the New York Times endorsed Hillary Clinton just days before they ran this article about Donald Trump's 3 pages. The guy's a billionaire with 600 businesses. They found 3 pages of tax return. And lo and behold, it doesn't show wealth. Haven't we been saying that for months? I've filed plenty of tax returns in my life. None of them show wealth. Not a single one of them. So we're talking about this thing, and they don't care that she's a criminal. They don't care that she takes money from other governments for favors and uses taxpayer money to dole out these favors and then takes her own personal money and donates to the foundation and cuts a check. They don't care. They don't care. Donald Trump had a $916 million loss that he applied then to his personal tax return because he's a sole proprietor and he's allowed to do that. Now, these losses can occur anywhere. He has tons of buildings worth billions of dollars. All things being equal, that's not even that bad of a loss. And they're saying it's from the casinos, maybe. You know, he was trying to get out of Atlantic City for years. He knew that thing was tanking. And Atlantic City is done. Absolutely done. But you can get these net operating losses from anywhere. From business expenses, they can be from a depreciation in real estate, they can come from anything, they can come from anywhere. And when you have big buildings worth billions of dollars, you tend to have big losses. You don't do anything small when you operate at that level. Now, until we clear up the 70,000 page tax code in this country, until we clear it up, everybody does this. All of Hillary's supporters, her big Hollywood types, If they don't use the loopholes given to us by the IRS, they throw their money offshore. That's what they do. And who knows these ins and outs better than someone who's been doing it, a la Donald Trump. That's my argument here. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul had it right. Gotta get rid of the IRS. Gotta get rid of them. When you have people like this puppet Koskinen, who you just want to punch in the face. He looks so smug and nasty. You just want to hit him. And then you have this Lois Lerner who disappears, right? Totally gone. The IRS, they gotta go. They gotta go. If there was something really, really bad and devastating in these tax returns, don't you think the IRS, which is controlled by the Obama administration, would have them speed up this audit? Wouldn't that make any sense? Oh, you know they had people pouring over his tax returns. You know they were using it for political gain because they've done it in the past. They've shown they can do that. So you know there are people just assigned to go through his returns, clear this audit up he's currently under as quickly as possible to release his 1998 whatever, 1040. You know they were trying to, but there's nothing there. Nothing there. And perhaps that's why the audit is taking so long. He's been audited almost 20 years in a row with no penalties and no problems. The New York Times is well aware of this. But whatever promise they have from Hillary or Bill or even Chelsea, who knows? Whatever promise they have trumps fact. It trumps it. All right. Let's get to some more facts. What's going on tomorrow? Julian Assange says 10 a.m. from Berlin, or 10 a.m. Berlin time, which happens to be 4 a.m. New York City time and 1 a.m. L.A. time. So wherever you are in the middle, you can figure that out. And I had to Google that, by the way. I'm not familiar. I'm not up to date with my time zones. So he's going to do this video where he may release some stuff. Maybe it's a tease. Maybe it's a lot of documents. He's been saying for about a month and a half now that he has information that he thinks will shape or change the course of this election. Some people believe it may hurt Hillary awfully bad. Some are saying, you know, listen, this is it. They're going to have a plan B because something very devastating is coming down the pike. Those are the rumors. Whether you choose to believe those or not, I'm not sure. We'll see tomorrow. I'm not going to get up at 4 a.m. and listen to it. Or click on the link he's going to send out, because he was supposed to do a balcony address from the Ecuadorian embassy. And as it turns out, there are security concerns, and he doesn't want to do that. That's all per WikiLeaks. They did send out a tweet a couple of days ago where they referenced this article from 2010 where Hillary Clinton said, "Can't we just drone this guy?" Implying that she wanted to drone strike Julian Assange. Again, just proving the Clintons will stop at nothing and what they will do to silence detractors. Stop at nothing. Just count the dead bodies behind them. Plenty of them. Plenty of them. You know, what would she do to people who oppose her if she gets to be president? It's a scary thought. You talk about Donald Trump, and does he have the capacity to have his finger on the button? Does he have the temperament to be able to have his finger on the button? There's somebody who wants to drone a private citizen. Who has the bad temperament now? She has a terrible temperament. Terrible. Hitting Secret Service agents with books, throwing vases at them. Terrible. Punching Bill Clinton in the eye in the White House, right? Did we hear that in that book, that Crisis of Character by Gary Byrne? I mean, crazy. So we'll see what Julian Assange has up his sleeve here. Now, you also have this old quote from Bob Beckel, who used to be on Fox News, who says a dead man can't leak stuff. A dead man can't leak stuff. These Democrats are getting awfully mad. They're getting really mad because things might not be going their way. I am curious, though. I am curious. Now, mainstream media wants to condemn WikiLeaks, condemn Julian Assange, essentially because they are doing what the investigative, again, air quotes, mainstream media should be doing. They're doing their job for them. The mainstream media, they are right in Hillary's pocket, they're in the tank for Hillary, and they refuse to do it. I don't condone what WikiLeaks does, I don't condone what Snowden did. But somebody's got to do it, I guess. If it's not going to be the people who we task as journalists, who go to school for this stuff, right? Aren't they all so well educated? Who's going to do it? All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of the Rhino Report. Check out all of our old episodes on your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, or rhinoreport.com. They're all right there. So during the break, I lost count, and I had to go check on Google how many days until Election Day. Now, most of you have this number just in your head ready to go. I happened to forget. I thought it was in the mid-30s somewhere. So in the past, when I have Googled that question, this is brand new breaking news here on the Rhino Report. You put in how many days, and right away Google pops up until Election Day. Pops right up. I just put it in now, and it said how many days, and the first things to pop up were until Halloween, until Columbus Day, until school's over. These were the things that popped up. It used to pop up until Election Day. That's very odd. So who knows what that means. I guess they just don't want us to know when to go vote. Like, that hasn't been used in a Democrat campaigns before. I've seen that all over the place. Happens all the time. Go vote on Wednesday. Hand out flyers. Go vote on Wednesday. It happens. All right, so we'll see what happens here with WikiLeaks. I think small, something teaser, something that mainstream media won't be able to not cover, although they'll try very hard. They'll try really hard to not cover it, but I wouldn't think anything real big. So we are 35 days until the election, and I would say the big, big stuff may come, you know, maybe the last week there or the last 2 weeks, something like that. I don't know that anything huge is coming tomorrow because I think a lot of people's eyes, we are still in that area where all of a sudden, whoop, Joe Biden, get Joe Biden ready, and that could happen, where that can't happen a week before the election. Although now we've stopped these talks with Russia, and who knows? Who knows? Lots of conspiracy theories now about could Obama start something before the election if there's a WikiLeaks drop that takes Hillary out of the election. A lot of conspiracy theories. We'll stay on top of it because some of them come true sometimes. Some come true. All right. Really quickly here on Long Island, very affluent suburb, a local poll done by Newsday. Newsday is they used to be owned by Dolan, who owned the Optimum Networks. They did a poll. 43 for Trump, 39 for Hillary. And why is that impressive? Well, because Barack Hussein Obama won Long Island in 2012 by 7 points, 53 to 46 over Romney. We have Donald Trump here winning on Long Island, Nassau County, which is the furthest west county next to New York City. He wins 43-41. Suffolk County, which is the easternmost county, which has the wine region and all that, and Montauk and the Hamptons of Trump wins 44 to 37, so plus 7 there, and a total 43 to 39 on Long Island for Trump. That's big. That's big. This is a big suburb. There's over 3 million voters here, so that could balance out perhaps maybe Queens a little bit or the Bronx a little bit, which go 90% Democrat every single time around. So part of that is because here on Long Island, our easternmost county, Suffolk County, that's it's what you call a sanctuary county. It's like a sanctuary city, except it's the whole county. The sheriff, Vincent DeMarco, does not honor immigration and customs detainers. So he lets people go, and we have tons of gang problems here. We had children, 19 and ranging 15 to 19 years old, over the last 2 weeks get killed by MS-13. I mean, really bad here. So that's why Donald Trump is doing so well. And listen, those are just Democrat politics. There's a Democrat county executive, a Democrat sheriff, and this is what happens. We see it happen every major city. Chicago, Detroit, happens everywhere. Happens everywhere. So, all right, that's that. LA Times poll, Trump is up by 5. He's holding there. New support at 45. She has new resistance cap at 42.5. She just can't get over 42.5. Big problems there. Trump wins big with the high school or less, with the some college, with the college educated. He does very well. So Trump up in the New York Times poll. Hey, guys, hope you had fun today. I mean, LA Times. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. Please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.